From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Many episodes.
Was that his number? 45?
45. It's the greatest episode ever.
Thank you for listening to TGO Radio, everybody. It is August 23rd for a broadcast, I think on September 23rd, to be honest about it. And check local listings, but it is about 517 degrees here today.
Is it? Oh, my God. You know, I had no fucking clue it was going to be that hot today. Until about the 15th fucking time my phone went off at before 9 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Plus every 10 seconds on the news this morning before I left were telling me how fucking hot it was going to be today. I get it.
We got it.
And it's not like it's never been 90 degrees here before or even 95. And I get it. That's dangerous. The humidity's really bad today. The heat index is well over 100.
It was 114 last I checked.
I get it. But you know what? If this were January and this were happening, make a big fucking deal out of it.
I get it.
But go fuck yourself. Why does everything... everything's the moon landing or 9/11. No. It's not. Fuck these people.
Well, then if you watch the local news, it's every, you know...
Look, we'll turn these cocksuckers on right now. Bet you they're fucking talking about it. Bet you they're fucking talking about it.
I heard you.
Come on, cunt. Don't disappoint.
I fucking watch. Not.
No, of course, there's going to be a fucking ad.
Fucking God damn it. So, Jeff, your argument is that you're not, by telling me it's going to be hot every 3 minutes... you're saying that you're...
Oh.
Others are hurt.
Who's this
the railway
cunt?
Bridge was
I don't know, but I want a plumber throat.
Saying 40 workers were at the site when it collapsed. Rescue crews are now searching for survivors. India's prime minister shared his condolences with
we have coverage from the moon.
By the tragedy and says all possible assistance is being given to those impacted.
Are they?
India also becoming the fourth nation to land a spacecraft on the moon. Until now,
I don't know.
West China and...
We have a new 7-Eleven on the moon.
They do slingshot it? Stop it.
In the former Soviet Union. has completed that mission. The spacecraft's landing site is also closer to the moon's south pole than any other spacecraft.
They fucking, you know, they, instead of putting a flag on, they had a thing that said, show Bob's and Vagine.
What? They probably fucking landed in the Sea of Tranquility and just X'd out our fucking flag and drew fucking India on it.
Exactly.
Has gone.
These fucking godless heathens.
The country's prime minister calling the mission a success. NASA congratulated the Indian Space Research Organization.
But we did it first. And if it weren't for the British, you'd barely be upright. Yeah, have a good afternoon.
The Russians got to the moon first. We got people there first.
To say today has been a hot
understatement
of the year. It has been a summer scorcher. Just look at the...
Yeah, you know why? Because it's the middle of fucking August.
Yeah.
These feels like temperatures across the area. Well above
Jesus
the century
Christ,
mark.
It is hot.
Right now, it feels like...
Now, Jeff, I got to tell you, I mean, now that says the heat index is 124.
Right where we live.
Now, Jeff, it's a little warm out.
I mean, to be fair. My sister turns 55 in a couple of weeks.
I
sent her a message on Facebook today. I said, you doing okay? You doing all right? I said, the fucking people on the news told me to check on my elderly relatives during this heat. So. Dude, I've been waiting for her to turn 55 forever.
How's she handling it? Is she gonna be
all
right?
What are you gonna do? Yeah, she's gonna be all right. What are you gonna do?
I took 50 hard. It was tough for me. 50 was tough.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But 51's okay, huh?
Oh, nobody. I'm hurting.
Southwest 80 degrees through at least Thursday night into Friday. So right now is not a good time to go for that jog.
No
that
shit. Really? Boy, I tell you what. I was just about ready to tell you to go fuck yourself. I was going to go put my sweatpants, headbands, and sweatshirt on and go for a jog.
I wouldn't have blamed you if you
Yeah.
Driving home today, I drove through a college campus.
Which you typically do.
Typically do. And past a high school.
Yeah.
And I am telling you, the most physically perfect human females. they're high school. I know. But they're at the intersection of, and I got to bleep it, but they're at the intersection of and okay?
Yeah, they're running.
They're down to their sports bras just crossing the street. Little bit, itty bitty shorts creeping up their fucking asses.
Uh-oh.
Jeff?
Champ, I'm surprised you're here.
It's a wonder I didn't get home and throttle my rod.
Probably you didn't do it right in a car.
That's
a TGO news story waiting to happen right there. Man pulls over and jerks off on the bridge.
And we'd have had to cover it.
Yes. But, we cover our own shit, baby.
But I'm telling you, these girls, physically flawless. I mean, it was and these college girls out jogging in this heat.
Yeah.
Went out to breakfast with my buddy Rapey McGraperson last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm driving home. I took him to work. And I'm driving home through the same campus. And I look over to the soccer practice field.
Uh-oh.
And the entirety of the women's soccer team, they're doing stretches.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all got their legs spread out. And they're all bent over at the waist. Asses facing the street.
There you go.
What?
That ain't no accident.
No! Golly, man. I mean, it was really something. Ugh. Is it still hot out?
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's double check with numbnuts here.
Temperatures will still be in the lower 90s through 8 o'clock this evening, but feels like temperatures could still be above 100 degrees through 9 or 10.
That's so, 91 degrees at 8 p.m. That's warm, man. That's
so all day at work. I've been asking people, hey, just to let you know it's going to be hot today. I mean, I'm doing this shit all
Did they get the gimmick?
Doing it all fucking day. Dude, I try to do a little bit of our show at work enough to not get into a meeting with HR. And so we go to leave, and as we're walking out into the hallway towards the main entrance exit door for our group, there's a conference room, and there's a window in that conference room. And the window obviously sees out, you know, into the parking lot.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy were walking out, and I kind of tapped her, like, hey, look, and there's a girl out there standing there talking on a phone in a red shirt. I go, look, man, she burst into flames.
Because it's going to be hot outside,
and
he looked
at me and he goes, all right, that's enough.
We got it, Jeff.
But this is also the same motherfucker that tried to steal my thunder on Monday, this little cocksucker.
I worked
from home on Monday. I woke up Monday morning, didn't feel real well, so I stayed home and worked from home.
What was the issue?
I had the shits.
Okay.
And I said, hey, look, I'm working from home today. If you want to know why, I'll tell you. But, you know, if that don't tell you right now what's wrong, then you're stupid. So nobody cares.
I mean, did you eat something funny? Or like,
I did. Something didn't agree with me on Sunday night. I've been eating like a fucking child lately, and I can't get over it for some reason.
It's because you're 71. It came back to bite you in the ass. And,
But Monday, so we've got a gal in the office that will get into these little coughing fits, just start coughing and hacking and shit. And everything. And I guess my buddy that works on the same side of the cubicles as me piped up and said that, hey, you know what would cure that cough? A tourniquet. And I'm like, God damn, dude, you're learning. This dude's like the nicest guy you'd ever fucking meet.
I used
to
say to the guy I got hired with at my job, I used to say, God damn, that was pretty good. 6 more months, you might end up being funny after all. Like, 6 more months of training, and you know, you might be.
No, I did step it up and come up with, you know, tourniquet brand cough drops, the last cough drop you'll ever need. So he wasn't going to beat me. Fuck him.
No.
Nope.
He's flipping on.
That's a great picture.
He's a fucking mook. God, I hate him.
He looks like he looks like a mad ball. Remember those?
I do.
He looks like a white Percy Sledge. When a man loves the weather, we talk about it all fucking day.
They can't get enough. Because someone told them. They go, well, people don't sit and watch a half hour's worth of news.
Right. No,
they'll
get it.
Turn it on when they get home from work. So you got to hit the same points.
Every 10 minutes, it's the same.
At 3 and, you know, 7 and 12. Like, they tell them. They have all this data and research that tells them. And in the meantime, though, it's not just this broadcast. It's every radio show you're listening to.
Oh, yeah.
It's on your phone. It's on your TV. It's on your radio. It's every fucking... You've heard it 17,000 fucking times yesterday and today.
Remember last week?
Geez, is it going to be hot out?
Oh, when we recorded, I don't know when that episode last week that we recorded is going to air, but... Recently, we talked about that episode of WKRP when The Who played that concert, that actual real concert. And those kids got killed. 11 kids got killed. And I told you how I saw a clip of the end of the show or somewhere in the show when Mr. Carlson comes in the morning all happy. And that's a great day. And everybody else knew, but he didn't. And when they told him, he was just like, I'm going to be sick. And how everybody reacted to it is like, it looked so fake and phony. But it was 1977?
Or whatever it was.
I think. And it's like, you didn't, because you didn't hear about it every 3 fucking minutes.
Yeah. If you'd have had Twitter, that's all you'd have seen.
Right. And you'd have known.
Cable
and you
TV, would have been desensitized to it. Right.
And, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, you'd have already had all the time to process and everything else. It, you know, having to not.
Yeah.
I remember being in an arcade once and hearing a song on the stereo system and having to ask 8 people who sang the song. Because there's no Spotify, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I saw one of my exes on the news the other day.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you see her?
Saturday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. They did like 2 different interviews with her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's apparently no one is fucking the weight off of her because, whew. Oof. And I say, the camera adds 10 pounds. Well, she must have had 4 pointed at her, because...
she must have had 4.
Wow-wee. That gap between her chin and her fucking neck is shrinking.
Closing down quick, huh?
We
getting into Hong Kong phone directory neighborhood there,
buddy. It was, I mean, I like it because, you know, I go, it was an event, you know, and I, let me check out the event. Cause I used to kind of run, you know, on my end of the company I worked for, I used to kind of help run this for a couple of years there. And I was like, all right, well, let me check out. And boy, she came on and I was like, ooh, to be serious, she looked unwell to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe that was,
Yeah.
Because she'd been outside for, you know, all fucking day or whatever. The last one of those I worked, I put in a 20-hour day, buddy.
I think I remember that. Those were always long fucking days for you, those festivals like that.
But
back when you was a fucking working man.
I mean, she had a little bit of weight on her when I was dating her, but I was keeping the weight off of her.
Well, because were you fucking her from behind?
Well, first of all, that's hilarious. The answer to the question is, of course I was.
Of course I was.
Because after a while, and I said this on the show, I quit getting on top of her because it was just too much. I mean, when I tell you I was out, I was working outside constantly. I was moving, and I just didn't lose weight. But finally, I just gave it to her standing up. I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to crawl on top of you. First of all, you know, I don't have the arm strength to kind of balance, you know, to push up. I'm not 20 anymore. Fuck you. Yeah. She must be fucking a liberal because old fucking Chunkles is packing some weight on over there. Holy shit. She must be fucking a man who respects her feelings.
Well, yeah.
Pansy ass. Half a faggot.
Half. Today's one of mine and Trixie's anniversaries.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the anniversary of the first night we met.
No kidding. You doing anything?
No.
And you're celebrating by recording the TGO radio podcast.
She's working late, so. Yeah.
Okay. Very well.
Yeah.
Take her out, show her a good time, Daddy. You know, if I can get her an ice cream or something. Beat this heat. You know, here it's
getting an ice cream. It'll fucking melt just handing it out the window.
I hear it's hot outside.
It is warm. It is.
It's warm.
Dull.
They're saying it's warm out. Yeah.
Can I get this fucking fruit off the?
Well, you had live and then you paused it. I don't know.
So we are talking about a very hot and uncomfortable evening.
Hey, it's still hot and uncomfortable.
If you want to get some yard work done tomorrow, get it done first thing tomorrow morning.
Don't fucking do it at 8 a.m.
I'm going to do yard work from 3 in the morning until 6.
Let me tell you something.
The neighbors are going to love me.
There was a guy a couple blocks away from me that was cutting his lawn at like 10:15 at night a few weekends ago. And it was not super duper hot, and I was like, yeah, that's a brave fucking man, because if I was his neighbor, he'd be dead on his front lawn right now.
I had buddies in high school. They were brothers. One was a class behind me, and one was a class ahead of me.
Yeah.
And they both played on my little league team. They lived pretty close from where, you know, close to where I grew up. And they lived with their grandparents, and their grandfather was a good guy. He was a hard guy. He was a hard ass.
That's a lot of
disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. And there were several times that my dad would come home because he'd pass by their house, and he'd say, well, the boys must have forgot to cut the grass today, or...
Uh-oh. Yeah, they were out doing it, huh?
They were out there with flashlights cutting that fucking grass.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yep. That's, you know, old guys got to have their grass cut a certain way, man.
Yeah.
You know, they, that's, I pay a man to cut my grass, and I paid a guy when I had no money to cut my grass because I don't want to fucking do it.
No, I like it.
I don't ever want to do it. I suppose when I'm retired, I won't have a choice but to do it, but I don't want to fucking do it now. That's for goddamn sure.
I threw the tractor on the trailer last Saturday, drove over to my young son's house.
Your son.
Cut his fucking grass and came home, cut mine.
Is that right?
Fucking happy.
God damn. That's something. I would love to be serious for a moment here on TGR. Maybe just be serious for a moment. To be fair. I would love to shit on my ex. But, I mean, she's an exceptionally talented. The way she pulls those events together every year, and she's an exceptionally talented, dedicated for that work ethic, and the way she brings that stuff together, man, is just phenomenal. It's really something.
I remember seeing her in interviews and obviously recognizing her when you guys were dating, because now I knew her.
Yeah.
And then watching those two interviews Saturday. Yeah, I know what she does.
Yeah.
And there's no way that I... And she's so fucking bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, oh, yeah, it's great. I'm like, there's no fucking way. I would be... Number one, I couldn't pull anything like that off. And if I had to, I sure as fuck wouldn't be a friendly motherfucker all day long. No way.
I watched her work events for, you know, 2 years.
Yeah.
And not just that one, but like 3 or 4 big tentpole events and little ones throughout the course of
St. Pat's shit, you know.
Yeah.
She pulled that off too, didn't she?
Yeah, it's every and you know, she's exceptionally talented, really smart. She's just, you know, it's the same. She makes bad decisions about stuff sometimes. But four cameras pointed at her apparently the other day. I had a reaction. I went, wow. Like, I made a boo-boo face. Like, I went, whoa. You know, like.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was something. Really something. Must be fucking a liberal.
I almost text Jib. I'm like, nah, you know.
Well, you know the difference between, look, she's been gone longer than she was around.
Yeah.
Just about at this point.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is she was the most recent one.
Right.
So she's the one I'm going to talk about. Or make jokes about or whatever. But Mike will still pick up the phone and go, hey, I just saw her on. Like, yeah, that's her job, buddy. Like, you know, you don't have to tell me every fucking, it's been 3 years or whatever.
You mean she's the most recent one or she's the last one?
Both. Yeah, both. When I tell you I retired from, I've turned down pussy this calendar year. The chance to fuck, I've turned it down. When I tell you I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Man, I guess so if you turned it down.
I'm done.
Wow.
Dunzo. Now, I'm not closing myself off to the possibility of meeting somebody. I'm not going to, but I'm telling you, as a...
Just casual fucking's over, huh?
Over.
Yeah?
Over. Yeah. O-V-A, over. 15% of the time, I'm really into kind of trying to get something going, but the other 85%, I'm like, nah, you know what?
Why am I doing this?
Don't need it. And then I come and I go, I never needed that. What am I talking about? Jerking off is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
At a certain age, it occurs to you finally, by the way, that when you go, oh, I'm trying to fuck a tremendous number of girls in as short a period of time as I possibly can because I cannot manufacture proper intimacy for a woman. So once that occurs to you, you go, kind of the... Cat's kind of out of the bag, isn't it now? You know?
Yeah.
And then when you give proper intimacy to someone, you don't cheat on her, she ends up leaving you because you wouldn't genuflect to Black Lives Matter, and you wouldn't wear your mask outside, and, you know. I don't have many, but I do have a couple of news stories if you're interested.
Sure.
All right.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Do we need to keep the news open after all these years? Do we need to keep it still or do we need to get...
Well, you know what I was just wondering is it's, you know, we've played that since day one.
Yes. Yeah.
Stay tuned for this.
And more.
What's the and more? Do we ever give them anything after the news?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, you know. The news is the and more, buddy. We're content providers. You know that, right?
Reads news.
Yes.
Mustachioed man reads news. Reads news.
Yes.
In pleasing baritone. Yes. That's you.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're not mustachioed.
No. Not.
But stay tuned for that.
And more.
What's the and more?
All the dick jokes.
That's before.
And during, though.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm good. Okay. I get it now. I'm with you, champ.
Are you saying you don't want to do nudes anymore?
Nudes?
Nudes. Oh,
yeah, come on, man.
Got nudes on the
selling
line.
My nudes at the office. people paying people not to look at them.
I fucking, like, push them together like Peter Griffin when they made him sing Milkshake, you know, on that fucking episode of Family Guy. Sing it again.
A violent axe attack at DIA has led to a criminal charge against a United Airlines pilot. Good evening. I'm Michaela White. And
good evening.
For Karen Lee.
And I'm Michael Spencer. Thanks so much for joining us. That pilot has been removed from the cockpit, at least time for out. The time being.
Sorry, I just remembered this. In watching those interviews with your ex over the weekend, the fucking time delay.
Oh, my God.
I was fucking howling. I'm sitting here watching, and I'm and the gal asks question. I'm like, "Speak,
speak."
There was like a 10-second fucking
it's
delay.
Interminable.
Cracking up.
She's so talented. I just wish that. I remember having like the last big conversation she and I had right before the breakup was. I said to her, "Don't you have people in your life you disagree with?" And she goes, "No."
That's the problem.
And I go, "Don't you think that's fucking boring?" And she's like, "Well, apparently it was okay."
That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I know. It's too bad. Too bad, because she was supposed to be the one.
A violent axe attack at DIA has led.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this? Guy with the axe. Did you see this?
To a criminal charge.
So this, he's a United Airlines pilot. What's a pilot?
What's a pilot?
What's a pilot? And he's trying to get out. He's just trying to go home, man. He's tired.
Yeah.
He's old. He's trying to go home. There's like a 4 or 5 car backup at the fucking, you know, at the gate. And he finally gets a fucking axe out of his trunk and goes up and fucking axes this.
Oh, I barely heard Jeff, something about this.
I fucking, if there's a legal defense for this guy, I want to give him $500. I am so with this man. I can't even tell you. Play.
Good evening. I'm Kelly White and for Karen Lee.
And I'm Michael Spencer. Thanks so much for joining us. That pilot has been removed from the cockpit, at least for the time being. CBS News Colorado investigator Brian Moss joins us live tonight at DIA with that video of what happened. Brian.
Michael, we don't know how the workday started August 2nd for United
Airlines. I can tell you how it started.
I can tell you how it ended.
Yeah.
He had enough.
He'd had it.
Pilot Kenneth Jones, but we certainly know now how it ended with him swinging an axe.
With him becoming my hero? Is that what you mean?
Axe out here at DIA, causing damage and briefly being handcuffed and arrested.
I love him.
Jones had parked in this employee parking lot at the airport. But when he tried to leave, he told police he got tired of waiting for the control gates.
Fucking A right he did. We've all been here.
To open and let drivers out. In video obtained by CBS News Colorado, the pilot in uniform can be seen retrieving a full-sized axe from his car and returning to the parking exit, where he proceeds
Paul
to take
two dozen swings at the parking gate. Oh, now, that's a lot of pent-up fucking rage.
There's a video of it, and it's...
Is it beautiful?
It's beautiful.
That's a lot. 24.
It's art.
I'm sorry. He Lizzie Borden, that motherfucker.
Oh, I fucking want to glue my hand to that video. Because it's art. I mean, it is. He's just hack after hack after. Now, I used to manage parking garages.
Sounds like our show.
I used to manage parking garages, and I'll tell you, those arms cost several $100s.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So he's just hacking. It's.
You mean
beautiful.
Like just the arm itself? If I come through and break that arm
off?
He
comes, several hundred.
What about the mechanism?
That's a whole different, that's also
more.
Very expensive.
I'm sure.
But the arm itself is several $100s.
Aren't they breakaway, though?
Well, I mean, everything's breakaway if you try hard enough.
Axe away? Apparently they're not axe away.
Nope, apparently not. Everything's breakaway.
They'll get out of the way for a car, but fuck those axes.
Your show title, Everything's Breakaway. Yeah.
Where he proceeds to take nearly 24 swings at the parking gate until he chops it off of its base. Federal records show Jones, who is 63.
Oh.
All right. You get in the picture? He's had
it. That's years of anger and everything. His neighbors, his wife, the bully in school, work, all the bosses he's had. That is a lot.
Yup.
His parents,
your
babysitter,
I mean, it
football
is,
coach.
It is beautiful. And it's just...
Passengers. Think of all the asshole passengers he's had to fucking put up with all these years.
Just fucking...
unleashed it on that poor
gigantic fatzos, entitled old white women, riotous blacks.
Just Karen after Karen after Karen.
Just fucking stop it. What's the...
Riotous... Blacks.
What's the black Karen? What's the name for the black? I'm going to text my black friend and ask her. Hang on.
Yes.
I'm going to text her right now. I'm going to do it right now.
What's the black Karen? I can't wait to hear
this. I can't wait to hear it.
There's got to be something.
What's the name for black Karens? Question mark send. All right, here we go. We'll find out. But he's 63.
Yep.
And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. He's seen enough.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And today was the day. That day was the day.
Yep.
Right?
That fucking... That poor fucking arm just doing its duty.
Well...
Keeping people out that need to be out.
Duty.
Where he proceeds to take nearly two dozen swings at the parking gate.
Beautiful.
Until he chops it off of its base.
Great.
Federal records show Jones, who is 63, is licensed to fly large passenger jets like 757s and 767s.
He was fucking licensed to fly that axe that day too, baby.
Sure was.
Woo. Disabling the parking arm. An airport employee follows Jones, confronts him, and the two are seen in a protracted struggle over the
act. I'd have fucking,
I wouldn't have touched him.
I'd have fucking put it right in the guy's chest. Fuck him and your parking arm. Kiss my ass.
I'd have got out with that axe. You know, grab that axe right at the fucking, right at the axe itself. Grab the handle right there and go, what do you want? Huh? Really want to come talk to me right now?
Is today the day?
Is today it? We putting capital charges on this? Huh? Are we? Come closer, motherfucker.
Trying to get a death penalty going here. Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me ask you a fucking question.
Confronts him, and the two are seen in a protracted struggle over the axe.
Fuck
off. The pilot
off.
Is only disarmed after his...
Hey, Brian, why don't you go disarm that guy with the axe? Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Why don't you go fuck your mother?
Not disarming a man
no,
with an axe.
Not a man that just took 24 fucking whacks at a crossing gate.
No. Nope. Not doing it. Afraid to get my head split open. Thanks. Don't need your raise or your promotion, frankly.
Not looking protracted to feel a cool breeze across my fucking cranium tonight.
Struggle over the axe.
Summer breeze.
I almost did
on my forehead.
I almost did it. Oh, boy. Always stay tuned for the news on TGO Radio. Even if you're bored by the first half hour, always stay tuned for the news.
Just that cool breeze cutting across your fucking...
It was also the sound that fucking made by the hole in Nicole's throat. Like the fucking wide-open Montana prairies. You or me, Montana.
Yeah. My money's on you.
An airport employee follows Jones, confronts him, and the two are seen in a protracted struggle over the axe.
Kiss my ass.
The pilot is only disarmed after a second airport employee joins the fray.
United Airlines is not saying much about the incident.
I bet not.
A spokesman for the airline says that for the time being, Jones has been taken out of the cockpit and is on leave.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, he clearly needs some time off.
Okay.
Needs some time to decompress, clearly.
Internal investigation into what happened.
I can tell you what happened.
Everything's got to be a fucking investigation.
I know. I can tell you. I can tell you exactly what happened in the last 3 years, three and a half years. Nothing in the civilized world behaves as it's fucking supposed to. And people have had enough. This guy is a microcosm of a much bigger societal fucking condition. And the sooner we admit this, the better we're going to be for it. I guarantee you that's it. Nothing works anymore.
Why is everything an investigation?
Well,
you know, I could walk into work tomorrow, look at one of the girls and go, hey, you want to go blow me in the conference room? And then HR would get involved, and there would have to be an investigation. Everybody just saw what the fuck happened.
Well, Patrice O'Neill had an idea, which was every year, I think it was before Thanksgiving, have harassment day. And you come to work, you know, and you have flowers for the woman that you want to harass or whatever. You know, I know we've been talking off and on this year, and I just want to know if you would suck my dick in the broom closet. She says no. There's no investigations. There's no anything like that. Keep the flowers.
Keep.
I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Harassment day. So like the Purge where you get one free
question. That Patrice O'Neill.
That's so funny.
Elephant in the room. Do yourself that favor if you've not seen it. That's a great hour for him.
and is on leave. Yeah. While United conducts an internal investigation into what happened.
Police caught up with Jones in a nearby field and handcuffed him. But soon after, he was escorted back to
his
car and was
allowed. He was Michael Douglasing it. He was walking through fields.
Out in a field standing next to his blue ox.
He was headed to a fucking McDonald's, angry he couldn't get breakfast 3 minutes after the half hour.
Just want some whammy sauce.
He likes a special sauce, Rick.
It was a whammy burger.
It was a whammy burger, yeah. It's plump, it's juicy, it's 2 inches thick.
With Jones in a nearby field and handcuffed him. But soon after, he was escorted back.
He was
Jeff, out standing in his field, do you know
he
that?
He didn't.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Outstanding. That's fucking funny, man.
He was so good at what he did, he gave himself away because he was outstanding in his field.
No, but here's...
Get it?
We got it. Here's the thing. He could have, having been disarmed by the two employees, he could have gotten into his car and driven home. But he didn't do that.
Nope.
He went wandering through a local field. I think some time off might be the answer to the question.
Got in a fight with two Puerto Ricans over a briefcase.
That's so fucking funny. If you've not seen Falling Down, do yourself that favor.
Mexicans, whatever they were.
I think they were Mexicans.
Yeah.
Do yourself that favor. If you've not seen Falling Down, it is fucking...
It's phenomenal.
It's right where we are right now.
And it's that, what?
It's 30 years old or whatever, but it's right where we are.
Yep.
Yeah. It's great.
And you know what the sad thing is? We were there then. And it's only gotten worse. I mean, it only stands to reason that a guy took a fucking axe to a product that wasn't working right.
Oh, she didn't even give me a fun answer. There really isn't any. Karen is mistakenly used. Oh, God.
Because they all act like Karens.
No, fighting in Waffle House is not Karen stuff. Fighting over the bill in Waffle House is Karen stuff. Throwing chairs at your fellow man in a Waffle House is Black Karen activity. Could be another show title, Black Karen Activity. That'd be the one that gets us.
We've got to come up with a name.
That'd be the one that finally gets us, you know.
Yeah.
Outed.
Yeah.
Black Karen Activity.
Yeah. Police caught up with Jones in a nearby field. And
yeah, they did. Yeah.
Soon after, he was escorted back to his car and was allowed to leave. According to a police report, Jones told an officer he just hit his breaking point.
He was trying to get fucking had it. He just wanted to go home.
Yep.
Why won't you let me go home?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Sounded like an emergency warning signal.
Yeah. You know what that was? That was the heat alert signal. Oh,
yeah, it was.
Oh, God. Oh, that's really bad. Oh. You should come over here and smell that.
You should kiss my fat white ass.
That's fucking gross. Take an axe to my asshole.
Just hit his brake.
That was clean as a whistle. Why was that clean? Woo! I mean, that is, you know, out of context audio. That is the way.
Jones told an officer he just hit his breaking point.
Yeah.
Was trying to get rid of issues for everyone waiting. Court records show Jones is being charged with criminal mischief.
Champion of the
County.
People.
Let me vote for him. I'll write his name in for president
Speak
next year.
Speak softly and carry a big fucking axe.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to write in his name for president next year.
Axeman.
Axeman.
Issues for everyone waiting.
Oh, I love him.
Court records show Jones is being charged with criminal mischief in Adams County. Damage to the parking gate was estimated at about $700.
Yeah. I told you, they're fucking expensive. Oh, yeah. I've had to order them and then charge the city for it. But I've had to order them.
Now we tried to reach that pilot by phone, email, and text message.
What's a pilot?
But got no response. Colorado criminal records show he's not been arrested or convicted here of anything.
Oh,
love it.
Reporting live at DIA, I'm Brian Moss, covering Colorado First.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. I mean, that's
a great story.
He's great story. My hero.
Yep. Fucking had it, man.
He's 63. He's seen enough. You know? It's just time. Yep. It's time.
What do you think? So we're going to be close to that here in 10 years. I'm going to be real close to it in 10 years. Do you think we'll get there by then at that age?
Man, I hope so.
I don't. I really don't want to have a moment like that. But, I think it's inevitable.
I want to tell you this.
These cocksuckers out here don't get any better.
I'll tell you this.
They don't get better.
I heard you.
Huh?
My favorite thing we did. And I got nothing to say because I repeat myself all the time. So I really got nothing to say to you.
Well,
although
quit
I think
fucking railing on me, you dick.
Although I think, well, it's only funny when I do it to
That's
you.
True.
It's if you let me build a tiny house out here,
yeah,
I guarantee you when it's over, they'll find bodies out there. Great. I've already fucking had it. Don't let that keep you from making the right decision.
How's that for a fucking recommendation?
I got standards like Dexter. Only the ones that deserve to die. Okay?
Yeah, you know, see that? Yeah.
It's going to be.
I think that's why I enjoy that show so much.
Yeah.
Because I can get behind that fucking dude.
He had a code.
I can get behind that motherfucker and his code.
Well, you know, what they do is when they come and dig it up after I'm dead, they'll find his, you know, dozens and dozens of, you know, parking arms. Fucking. I just axed off and took home, buried in the yard. Yeah, those are really expensive.
Man is in jail tonight after police say he beat his sister to death at a playground.
Sounds well.
Tag, you're in. Fucking ball bat tag.
If you can't beat her to death at a playground, where can you beat her to death?
No, no, you got to chase me now.
I'm at 25. Sarah Smith is live at Townsend Elementary where this all happened. Sarah, a shocking crime to say the least.
Talk.
Yeah, I don't
know. Jesus Christ, that was long. The fuck?
That's 5 seconds, right?
Five?
Hang on.
Felt like an hour.
Back. Get it? We'll count it.
East.
Two. Three.
Yeah,
Jesus
I don't
Christ.
Say that the siblings were having sex on that playground.
What? Whoa, wait a minute. What?
Daddy?
Tag, you're it. Holy shit.
That might be a show title.
Wow.
Tag, you're it might be the actual show title.
What the fuck?
Every sentence of this story is a wonderland. Okay. Of the setup.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go back to the beginning. He beat her to death in a playground at an elementary school. Okay?
This is his sister.
Yes.
Yeah, Adam, police here say that the siblings were having sex on that playground that you were just talking about. And
she absolutely does not want to be reporting on this story.
Who wants,
you can hear in her voice.
Who wants to talk about siblings fucking other than this show?
Wow. Okay. Boy, she'd rather talk about anything but this.
So here's what we know, okay? Quick recap here on TGO Radio. Beat her to death on a elementary school.
Playground.
They had been fucking. And their brother and sister.
Oh.
Okay.
Playground that you were just talking about, and things went too far.
Did it?
A night of drugs, drinking, and incestuous sex, Dell City Police say lands 27-year-old Cody Gard in jail for second-degree murder.
Okay. Drinking, drugging, fucking. He's 27. His sister?
Now we don't believe it was premeditated.
No.
In any way.
No.
I think it was just kind of something that happened.
Cody and his 18-year-old sister, Heather.
Cody at 27 and his 18-year-old sister.
Half-sister, stepsister.
They just say sister.
And his 18-year-old sister, Heather, in a relationship for years, police say.
Of course.
For. I told you.
Boy, I'm telling you, it just doesn't stop, does it?
Every sentence is a wonderwall, okay?
I mean,
what the fuck?
It's just deeper and deeper. And this is where, let me see, Diddle City, Oklahoma.
Huh.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the kid fires rocks in the plane. So now let's start over. And it, I'm telling you, it cascades.
Is there more?
It's like peeling back the layers of a shit onion. It fucking cascades.
Shunion.
It's almost as good as Schlippers. Or Schittler. I mean, we had an episode called Schittler. Last year.
Schlippers. God damn, that was great.
One of the all-time greats.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam, police here say that the siblings were having sex on that playground that you were just talking about.
I just cannot get over too far. The disinterest of night of drugs, drinking.
It went too far, Jeff. At what point did it go too far? The fucking? The drinking and drugging?
Or the murder?
Or the beating her to death?
Or the murder?
It went too far. I don't think you need fucking Steve Martin to investigate this one. I think
got this one figured out, Nancy. Scoob, huh? You want to weigh in? Like zoinks.
Like zoinks. He fucked your teenage ass, Scoob.
You smell weed, Draggy. And booze.
Like zoinks. Oh, I think he's going to kill her, Scoob.
Holy shit.
Adam, police here say that the siblings were having sex on that playground that you were just talking about.
Yep.
And things went too far.
When? At what point?
The night of drugs, drinking, and incestuous sex, Del City police say Lance 27-year-old Cody Garden.
I keep meaning to play this all the way through,
I know,
but I can't.
It's tough.
At what point? It went too far. When the 27-year-old and these 18-year-old sister were drinking and drugging at an elementary school, that's going too far,
That's going too far.
If you're a Republican running for office, your career is over right there. It's over with there, right? No, that's not. No, nope.
If you're a liberal, your career is just getting
started, Bill Clinton.
Just getting started.
And I'll tell you something else.
That's so funny. It's so true.
It is.
Wow. That's so funny.
All right. Now let's try to get through the whole thing and not stop it. All right.
Here say that the siblings were having sex on that playground that you were just talking about and things went too far.
Yeah, Jeff.
A night of drugs, drinking, and incestuous sex, Del City police say lands 27-year-old Cody Garden in jail for second-degree murder.
I believe the information that we have, we don't believe it was premeditated in any way.
Nope.
I think it was.
Everything was premeditated but the murder. The fucking, the drinking, the drugging.
Well, they'd been in a relationship, it said, right?
For years.
Oof.
She was 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of something that happened.
Cody and his 18-year-old sister, Heather, in a relationship for years, police say.
Ugh.
But Saturday, the two went to have sex at the Townsend Elementary School playground, and it became abusive.
It became abusive?
Look,
I think
it's
when
been
she was,
abusive.
I think when she was 14, it was abusive. The fuck are we talking about here?
Oh, God.
Is it okay to fuck 14-year-olds now? Because if so, I got to make some phone calls.
As long as they're not your sister. As long as they're not your sister. Come on, man. I got to make some phone calls. Who are you calling?
I don't know. It's the guys that made that movie, The Sound of Freedom, probably. See if they can get me clued into some underage sniz.
Some snizzle.
I fucking heard Tom Griswold say sniz the other day. I lost my mind.
She went to have sex at the Townsend Elementary School playground, and it became abusive.
According
to documents, Cody admits to hitting and choking Heather.
Well, that's how you come. I don't know how else. So what?
Look, you're 27 years old. You've been fucking your sister underage for years. I mean, you know.
She's finally
What else are you going to do for a thrill?
She's finally old enough to kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Finally, after all these years.
Wow.
Robert Chambers and this guy. Now that, I'm sorry. If you're not 82, you don't know who Robert Chambers is.
I don't.
Well, he killed his girlfriend and then tried to tell the cops he fucked her to death. Or, you know, it was rough sex.
I remember that.
It was rough sex, and he just killed her is what he did.
To hitting and choking Heather.
Yeah.
The two went home, and the next morning, she was unresponsive.
A guy's got to come. You got to hit her, right?
Wow.
Girls have said some gnarly shit to me, you know, like...
Get off me, fatso.
I don't know that I'm going to open, you know, I don't know that I'm going to punch her, though. You know, I'm not going to punch you. Donkey punch is one
thing. Yeah, exactly.
You can do that with love, can't you? A donkey punch?
Sure.
No, can you?
Heather, the two went home, and the next morning, she was unresponsive. Police say she was pronounced dead at a hospital.
No, she's dead.
Investigators say they're familiar with this family.
Oh, no shit.
Jeff, are they familiar with the family? No, are they?
Boy, I can't. Wow, yeah.
That's hard to feature.
It really is hard to feature.
Familiar with this family?
Uh-huh. We've crossed paths before. Our agency and the residents. We've had previous calls there on other things.
Regarding the details of this,
probably meth. Fucking, you know, they got a Winnebago set up out front like the fucking Breaking Bad meth wagon. Boy, that's a good show. Did you ever get into that?
Nope.
Oh,
couldn't get past that fifth episode, man.
Dude, it dawns on you slowly as you're watching that show. Oh, I'm watching one of the best shows in the history of television. Like, it dawns on you slowly.
My life's in a much different place now than it was then. That show was just too depressing for me.
Yeah, that's fair. That first season's got some moments where you go, gee whiz. Yeah, no, it's a little dark. I got you.
But I've thought about going back and revisiting it. And it's like,
I wish you would.
We've had previous calls there. Other things.
Regarding the details of this investigation, even veteran detectives say they're surprised.
The homicide element, not so much. I mean, we've seen that. We've worked.
You're not surprised by the homicide element?
The other parts of it. Yeah, it's kind of the first one I've ran across in my career.
Family.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Neighbors not wanting to talk.
Good.
Cody.
Well, good.
For once, someone doesn't want to talk.
Thank God.
He is still in jail.
Remember we had that story years ago about cousins who were fucking and fighting it out?
Yeah.
So good.
Family and neighbors not wanting to talk. And Cody is still in jail tonight. Live in Del City, Sarah Smith, Fox 25 News.
Sarah Smith can't get out of Del City fast.
Sarah
enough.
Drew the short straw because she did not want to do that fucking story. Man.
And take a look at this. You can see those two giant holes in the brick house right.
I dated her. Oh. Two giant holes? Better touch the walls of that thing.
Crews are working to stabilize the side of this house. The homeowner here tells me this crash and the damage done to her home are difficult to process.
We couldn't go in.
Standing outside her home on North Main Street, Donna Sims looks at the gaping holes.
Yeah. Standing in front of the mirror, Donna gazed at the gaping hole.
She's got a clip the size of an ape's thumb.
I still like nipples as big as midget fists.
I don't know where I got ape's thumb, but it came to me.
Oh, that midget fist thing was a Bob and Tom thing, I think, with Marge Schott years ago.
Yeah.
They were doing finger painting or something with Farrah Fawcett body painting.
Yeah, Harry Carey also did a thing one time where he's trying to tell how to do a cookout.
Yeah.
Hair pile charcoal as tall as a midget's ass. They won't say midget anymore. That show got
process.
We couldn't go in.
Standing outside her home on North Main Street, Donna Sims looks at the gaping holes in the brick wall.
I'm hopeful maybe we can go in and get a little bit of our stuff. Salvage a little bit of our stuff.
Now, state police are investigating the deadly crash that led to Sims' home being condemned.
Engine's still upstairs.
The engine is still upstairs.
They gotta get it out.
State police.
I think I might have saw this video. Is this the car that the old guy that, like, had an episode or something, like ramped up into her second story or something?
This is a young kid.
Oh, okay.
19. They got to get it out.
State police say troopers tried to pull over a 19-year-old from New Hampshire around 8:45 last night.
Yeah.
They say he sped off, running a red light before losing control on a curve. The car tore through landscaping, hitting a Jeep, sending it into the air and right into the side of the house.
Bricks have been falling.
Man, now, so you've heard how it happened, right?
Yeah.
Kid running from cops. Vehicle got away from him, right? Okay, so listen to this fucking cunt neighbor woman they talked to here. I hate her.
It's f***ing it into the air and right into the side of the house.
Bricks have been falling. It's from the, now it's from, I guess, the roof all the way to the basement. Structural damage.
Investigators say the teen was thrown from the car, landing in the yard where he died.
Jeez. Good. Good. Dumb cunt.
They're looking into
should
whether
be bazooka on top of that cop car.
Yeah.
The minute somebody takes off, end it right there. Yeah. Fuck you before you hurt anybody else.
Exactly.
When investigators say the teen was thrown from the car, landing in the yard where he died. They're looking into whether he was driving under the influence, saying empty beer cans and a fake ID were found inside the car.
It's just a trap.
Boy.
Hang on. Now here's the neighbor woman, because this is not a story we normally touch, but this neighbor woman is why I brought this in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
D were found inside the car.
It's just a tragedy. Too young.
As police investigate, neighbors are hoping the town does something about the street, saying speeding and the curve where the crash happened are major issues.
I'd like them to improve this road so that you have a better view, so things like this don't happen.
Street's not the fucking problem, lady. It's people driving are the fucking problem, you dumb coos. Ah, that fucking, I was at home yelling last night. Street's not the fucking problem. Slow the fuck down. Don't drink and drive.
Don't run from the fucking cops.
Exactly.
19 years old.
The good news is he's dead.
Yeah.
So that's the good news.
Yeah. Got him out of the gene pool.
Sure did.
Hopefully he didn't fucking pump a kid into some poor girl.
I fucking hated that. We don't need to finish it. The problem is the street. Is it the street, though? Is that the fucking problem?
Everybody always wants to fix everything except the fucking actual problem.
Yeah, well, it sounds like this poor woman's house getting fucking rammed, you know, having a car flung into it is one thing. But it sounds like the problem was fixed because this dumb cunt is fucking dead.
Idiots.
He really is a fucking imbecile. I think we got two worst of segments this week. The first two stories we did. I think they're worst of worthy. I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can get behind that.
Mm. I'm for it.
That's a good story, that dude with the axe, man.
I
have to get that kid's name because I'll write him in.
I'll
write him in on every fucking ballot, school board, fucking township trustee. I'm writing that guy's name in. That motherfucker will hold every office in this state.
Might actually get me to vote again if I can go and write his name in. I quit voting in 2000, I don't know, whatever year. But I went, this is bullshit. Oh, now I understand. All right. Every guy we vote for is worse than the guy that came before.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, there's no point in continuing this sad fucking...
monstrosity.
This sad charade.
Charade.
That's what you call the...
The Black Karen, isn't Black it? Charade.
Charade.
Yeah. Shut up, charade.
Charade.
Francis. Shut up, Francis. Lighten up, Francis.
Lighten up, Francis, yeah. Is there anything else we have to talk about before we go home here today?
Did you ever watch Band of Brothers?
I did many years ago.
I started watching that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like it?
I do, yeah. I like World War II stuff, so,
I do too.
And you know what? I've always really liked Ron Livingston.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about it. I like him. And, you know, he's...
How do you feel about Ross in that?
So, it's funny, because I was watching it the other night, and Trixie came in, and, you know, she's like, what are you watching? I said, you know, it's Band of Brothers, and... I told her I was on I think the fourth part or something. You hadn't seen Ross in a while because he's one or two episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told her, I said, David Schwimmer, Ross, is in this. And she's like, oh, really? I said, yeah, he plays a real hard-ass commanding officer at boot camp. And I said, the guy's like fucking just, you know, textbook army, you know, all the way and everything. I said, but when they start doing training and military games and stuff, he can't read a fucking map and he gets lost and the guys all fucking hate him and shit. And I said, but it's so, I said, so the Ross starts coming out.
Yeah.
You know, at that point.
And Ross then, completely took me out of that show.
What, out of Band of Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
When he was in it, he took me out of it.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he's convincing as a dramatic actor.
He's not very good.
No.
He's got one thing, and that's Ross. You know?
Right.
Right. He plays the bumbling nerd, and that's it.
Now, if he had been in Band of Brothers and then been Ross, then maybe you could buy it a little bit, but having spent all those years, you know, with a pet monkey with fucking Jennifer Aniston, you know, I don't know.
Marcel.
I don't know. It's a fuck ton of money those people made, though, man. You know?
Yeah, you know, anytime those I can watch people. A bunch of Krauts get fucking gunned down, I'm happy. Fuck those Krauts.
No, I'm totally with you. I'm not defending them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you're right. They did make a fuck ton of money, man.
I mean, at the end, fucking, it was millions per episode or whatever at the end, right? And, like, you know, what did they do? I guess when you make that much, look, I mean, if I made that much money, you'd never fucking see my ass on TV again. But
you know, Courtney Cox had a decent career before that show started. I mean, she was doing stuff, but it really about the only two that really kind of kept going on were Joey and, you know, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she.
But the other ones didn't really, like I say, you know, Schwimmer was in a couple of things, but he's just Ross, and he's never going to escape.
Joey had a show on Showtime for a few years called Episodes.
He had a show on CBS too.
Yeah, was that crap. On for a minute? It was garbage.
It was, I think, a couple seasons. It was garbage. It was garbage.
Yeah. But it was Episodes is a show about a British couple with a really successful sitcom in Britain that brings it to America. And
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I watched the first season of it. I didn't hate it, but I just never got back to it. I just kind of got away from it.
speaking of Brits, there is a guy, and I can't think of his name.
There is a man.
There's a guy in Band of Brothers, one of the main characters. And I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, I know that dude from somewhere. So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. He played one of the four main characters in a movie that I really like, Guy Ritchie's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he plays, and I know the guy's English, but in the movie he plays a South London Cockney talking, you know, like the other three guys. The whole movie takes place there. But he's playing an American soldier, and I was like, man, that dude's really fucking good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've not watched that show in many years.
Who is it that played Eddie in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Hoskins.
I never knew he was British until
very
later.
Yeah.
I never knew he was fucking British. First time,
you know, it's funny you say that. I'm thinking about that movie the other day, and I'm way overdue to watch
it. Yeah, me too. I haven't watched it in a long time. Boy, I had that fucking video game for the Nintendo.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I fucking played the shit out of that game.
Really?
Man. It was fun.
Yeah?
It really was a good game. Neat, yeah.
Neat. I think I'm way overdue to watch that. I canceled every streaming thing I have.
Yeah.
I changed credit cards and I just didn't put the new credit card numbers on. I just.
Yeah.
I pay for them and pay for them, and I almost never watch them. And I just.
I should really cancel all of ours in the summer because we just don't watch.
Yeah.
A lot of TV, and I go in streaks with it, you know. I'll watch some shit on Netflix, and then there's nothing there that interests me, so I'll move over to, you know, Max or something and find something there. But you know what? So many times I just end up watching shit that I've seen a million times.
Yeah, that's just
because new shit is garbage. Well,
there's good stuff out there. We just don't want to challenge ourselves to find it. You just watched John Adams for the first time, right?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Boy, that was good. I could watch that again.
Yeah.
I could watch that again.
You should read that book.
Yes, I really should.
Exceptional.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It's long.
Sure.
But I think that's David McCullough's, that's his masterpiece book, I think. And he won back-to-back Pulitzers. He got one for biography and one for history, I think, for back-to-back. One for Truman and then one for John Adams, back-to-back books. That's a pretty good, you know, that's not bad.
I was watching a couple of clips on YouTube today of it was the movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good movie.
Exceptional.
It's oh, man.
Very good. He got an Oscar for that. That was his third Oscar, by the way.
That's just it. Yeah, that was, it was the scene when they were arguing.
Oh, that's
about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene. Sally Field plays Mary Lincoln in that, and there's a scene where they're fighting about Robert going to the army.
Yeah,
and it was when I watched that movie. I own it, obviously, but when I watch it, I watch that scene over and over. It is just arresting. It's really exceptional piece of business.
Then when he's sitting on the porch talking with Grant about about Lee's surrender and shit, you know, I don't want that. Just send him home.
Wouldn't be mad if he got away. Or
Oh yeah, when he says these guys, you know, escape out of here and you know go back, you know, I wouldn't be.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be mad if I didn't know or something like that. Yeah. It's like
couldn't have been me.
No, I don't want it blood. I don't want to see every one of them swing.
Davis and Lee would have been swinging on the front lawn of the White House if I'd have been president in 1865. They would have been fucking dead. The hell with that
how
shit.
How does circumstance put a guy like that in charge for that time period? You know, how does it happen? There's no way I'd have wanted them all fucking dead.
I wish I had the wherewithal to at least write the outline for my Lincoln book, but I'm never going to get it. It's going to be a real thing that I'm never going to. It's going to be a real task.
Yeah.
And I hate hard work. You know that. So I resent it. Well, listen, I think we had a great show here today at 7 o'clock on the East Coast, and we are going to go home, baby.
Right the fuck on.
Next week is episode 37, the record shattering Shadoobie 37th episode of the season.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We're going to keep pumping out mediocre shows until we're fucking old and gray. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?